Welcome to Bigger Balls, a Year Blocked podcast.
We're teaching our babies all that we've learned through dating, sex,
and our fucking love lives.
You're eavesdropping into our BFF therapy sessions every single Wednesday. Think of us as your older sister, your best friend, your cousin, your mom.
We're everything. We're literally everything. It's a fucking package deal here.
And guys, we did not forget about you. So grab a paper and a pen because class is in session and we're going to tell you how to bag your motherfucking wife.
Are you ready?
Do not miss an episode every single Wednesday for the rest of your life.
We just got Tad's period today. It's kind of a silly, goofy, funny mood day for us.
We've been just like really living life.
Living life.
And you know. Simona like popped the question today. She was like, do you want to go to like the Raptors game?
I got tickets. My boo ting, my hookup, my connect was like, yo, do you want to go to the game tonight? And I was like, damn right, me and my bitch want to go to the fucking game.
Yes, daddy, I want to see you play. But really, we're just going to be making TikToks.
Exactly. Courtside. Like, we're literally just trying to go viral. She want to go viral.
That's right,
bitch. We fuck in the shower. Yeah.
What?
Except we don't fuck in the shower.
I mean, I'm kidding.
No, I actually don't like it in the shower.
You know what? I don't.
It's a slippery, slidey situation.
You feel nothing.
I don't want to do it. I don't like it.
We said what we said and what?
If you're upset, then take it up with yourself.
That's the thing. If you have a problem, it's actually your problem.
It's your problem.
Like, I'm done taking on other people's problems. You have a problem with
good.
Me. It's your problem.
Good. Tell them.
I'm Tell telling the viewers you at home. Right the fuck now. I don't want to hear nothing from nobody. I don't want to hear anybody's opinions on shit.
Exactly.
If you have a problem, then go sit with yourself in a corner by yourself
and
at home.
And figure out why that's your problem.
Yeah.
Honestly, breathe it in and then release it. Or don't, but that's your problem.
You know what? Simona told me that today when the barista at Starbucks was telling me that fucking every iced coffee comes with one pump of
First of all, that's
syrup.
A lie.
Rude.
Okay.
Rude. First of all, Simona's phone's getting blown up by her boo. That's like, where you at? It's like, we're coming. We're just recording this real quick. We're in the studio.
Recording this studio 1-2. That's why it's late, guys. That's why it's like later on in the week and you're listening to this. It's because, you know, we had some things to do and today ended up, we're living. That's what we're doing. We're living.
We're living.
And you have to support this.
I mean, if we don't live, we wouldn't be able to produce the content that we produce.
Exactly. So we have to live.
We wouldn't be able to be us. So let us live. Just honestly.
Let us live. It's going to be a fun night. I'm so excited. We're going to be like basketball baddies. Ooh.
Oh my God.
We're going to take some photos. We're going to look hopefully cute. Like we can muster things up and get an outfit together. But anyways, we're not doing a super long intro. So let's get right into
it, baby.
All right,
guys. Welcome back to Bigger
Balls
by the Year Block Girls. Hi, it's Eden.
Hey, bitches. It's Simona.
I love the hey, bitches.
Yeah. Do you? I felt a little self-conscious in our last podcast. I was like, because you know, some fucking bitches are like, you keep referring to women as bitches. And I'm like, it's a form of encouragement, you fucker.
Yeah, it's like how you take it again. Your problem. Not ours. I'm throwing
not
it back
ours.
At you.
Listen, I texted Eden and I was like, do you think? Like,
yeah, she
oh
was
my God.
So
and
nervous.
Eden's like, no, I love being called a bitch. I'm like, I know you do, but a lot of bitches aren't as cool as you. So.
Well, guys, get on my level.
Get on Eden's level, please and thank you.
Don't take offense to everything. Live life just not giving a fuck. That's
don't take it personally.
Advice.
That's the thing. Don't take it personally.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming
out.
Don't
take
everyone.
It personally. It's really not a reflection of you. It's a reflection of me. So at the end of the day, just blame me.
Yeah.
There you go.
You know what?
And that's on being accountable.
That's on being accountable. Healthy bitches. All right, guys. So today we're going to be talking about something that I feel like a lot of ladies get kind of uncomfortable talking about. They don't really know how to approach this topic. You know
it's also like kind of hard to talk about it. I feel like with your immediate close friends.
Yeah.
Oh, I've had this more times than I could fucking recount back.
Mm-hmm.
Like talking about sex, talking about positions, talking about like how, you know, your friend was able to come or your sexual experiences. Like nobody was really open. Like none of my girlfriends have ever been really open in that department. And like I, as we know, I hope that I'm a super curious person. I'm like, yeah, like I'm the type of person that like, I'm going to call you before I have sex. I'm going to call you like right after I have sex. And then I'm going to get on a FaceTime with my best friend. Like, is this not what we do? Like, I need to discuss it and I need to know like what the vibe is. Like, what do you think?
Yeah.
And let's like cross-reference. Like, let's talk about our fucking experiences.
I think, listen, like when you talk to the people about their experiences, you end up learning or taking a few things that make sense for you.
Yeah.
And you get inspired, right?
And also like that happened to me too. Those moments like, oh fuck, I'm not alone moments.
Yes. And when it comes to sex too, a lot of people like, yeah, oh my God, I talk about sex, but you don't talk about the fucking grimy details, right? They don't have to be grimy necessarily, but like the really specific things. Like,
yeah.
Okay. So I was like masturbating the other day and like I did this and like, this was weird or like, I didn't like that. Or like I was fucking this guy and like,
you know, this happened. Like, exactly. People don't want to go into detail because people think that other people don't want to hear about it. But trust me, the reason why you guys are here is because you want to hear about it.
Exactly. Everybody wants to talk about sex. Even mm-hmm. the girls that like maybe don't want to talk about it as openly mm-hmm. still want
to hear
someone
it.
In the group yeah. to talk about it,
yeah.
to hear it. So yeah. it's there because even though maybe you're uncomfortable, you still want to know that like other girls in the group are fucking and like that this happened and this and that. And it also makes you more comfortable to go up to that girl after at the party and be like, hey, like that happened, like whatever this happened to me maybe. And like yeah. maybe she's going to help me or give me a tip.
Exactly.
Right? That's all what we're doing here. Mm-hmm. We're exchanging stories so we can A, all be relatable and be like, oh fuck, happened to me too, girl. Yeah, not your problem.
Me.
Like that. Yeah, exactly. Like wasn't your fault. And like also if that happens next time, here's a tip.
Exactly.
That's what we're trying to do, man.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to do.
And we also, I think like the biggest key here, especially as women, is like, while it is a little bit better nowadays, we want you to enjoy every sexual experience that you have as much as possible, right? Whether that's with yourself, whether that's with a partner, all of that comes from knowledge, from learning, from experiencing.
Of course.
Fine. You don't have to be fucking around. You don't to experience what feels good or what you might enjoy.
Exactly.
Right. And so we're going to kind of, I guess, break down some of our tips that have made us more confident, comfortable with sex,
yeah.
with ourselves.
100%.
And kind of like how to be good at sex for yourself almost.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
You know, you see a lot of girls that are like dissing guys, like, oh, he didn't make me come and things like that. And while I was just like, yeah, like, okay, his dick game is weak. I've grown out of that. And I was like, actually, girls, like it's your responsibility.
It's your responsibility. 110%. If you're not masturbating, stop fucking and start masturbating.
Exactly.
Oh, also, period.
Yeah. And also for those girls that are like into regular casual sex, that's totally fine. But it's just like, then don't complain that the dick wasn't good. Like you need to go in there knowing your body.
Exactly. If the guy doesn't know your body, doesn't take time to learn your body.
Key here, sorry to interrupt, takes time.
Like 100%.
Sorry, a one night stand
is never going to be good. It's never going to be good. So if you're going into it, you better know how to make yourself come or else don't fucking do it. Or else don't do it. What's the point, man?
Exactly.
Like, what is the fucking point?
Yeah. Like, you know what? I've spoken to some girls who, okay, when they were younger, whatever, when we were younger, and they would have casual sex, they were open, they were fucking, yeah, whatever, 100%. Every weekend.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and she's like, oh my God, yeah, like whatever, waste of time. And it didn't come.
Yeah.
I'm like,
here's the thing is like, do you remember losing your virginity? I held on to mine like a little bit longer. And I was like, okay, yeah. Like, I feel like this is like the choice that I want to make now and whatever. You do it and you're like, that was it?
Like, this is what everyone talks
about?
This
is what everybody talks about. And everybody feels like society puts this huge fucking emphasis on, oh, lose your virginity. Oh, fuck it. Take it yourself. Get a fucking dildo.
Shove that
shit up there. Start touching yourself and feeling yourself. When I was fucking, I was not masturbating, right? Mm-hmm. Like in your teens, you're not masturbating, right?
Well, like for a lot of girls.
Not usually, not for a lot of girls. So I remember like having my first couple sexual experiences and I'm like, no bueno. And then one of my girlfriends is like, you have to start touching yourself. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
Like, stop it. And she was like, no, like I remember it was like maybe grade like 10 or 11. And I was like, what do you mean? Like start touching myself. How?
That's good that though she mentioned that.
She was the only girl that ever like said that to me, encouraged me. That was like my new group of high school friends. And the friends that I had come to that high school with were like my OG friends from like elementary school. Mm-hmm. And whenever I was like, oh, like, have any of you guys masturbated? Like, we're all talking about fucking, but like, have you masturbated? They would all be like, what?
Ew. Like, no.
What the fuck?
I
and I'd be like,
never.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. Word, man. Weird. Fucking weird. And now ew. I'm like, bitch, you're not masturbating?
Like,
what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Bitch, that's how I keep my sanity.
Baby, that's self-care. Masturbating is a part of self-care.
Period.
I think, yeah, you depending on a dick to make you come is problematic in and of itself, and you will never have enjoyable sex.
Also,
if
girls
you are
need
not.
A lot of, majority of us, clitoral stimulation, right? So it's not just gonna be most of the time like dick and vagina. Like, you need some stimulation there.
Yes.
I need a lot of it. So.
Guys, when I first started having sex, and again, same thing rings true for me. I had sex before I touched myself and masturbated and did any of that. I was so awkward with myself, but I was having sex with my boyfriend at the time, mm-hmm. who was a little bit older, but whatever. And he was trying to show me the ropes because I guess he was watching porn or whatever. He was also fucking a newbie.
Yeah, here's the thing. If you learn from a man at that age, it's not-
All you're
going
to learn is to cater to him.
Exactly. And that's the problem though. That's the problem. Because even when like you're younger and you like try to watch porn or like even like sex scenes and like movies,
it's
or
all
anything that
show.
You- Exactly. Anything you hear, it's all performative, right? It's all about the man and his climax and everything. Like, and even your first couple sexual experiences, I'm sure a lot of us girls can relate that it was like, oh, it was over when he came.
Oh, absolutely.
And you were like, oh, okay. And when you're still young, you don't have anybody to talk to. You don't know what the fuck to do. That's what you learn, right? And you're like, oh, okay, it's for him.
Right.
And then only when you get into your 20s, you're like, oh, wait, bitch.
Yeah. You get kind of fed up with that whole thing.
Yeah.
And you're kind of like, wait. You're sitting there coming. You're so calm after.
Yeah.
Like, you're
what position satisfied. Do you want to do? What I position? Like, let me you. Get on top of you and
I'm
like,
sorry.
Look fucking great. Like, fuck you.
Yeah, hold
I'm
on.
I'm gonna fuck you on my period. I'm gonna fuck you when I'm bloated. I'm gonna fuck you whatever the fuck I want.
Exactly. Like, you just sat there and prepped for hours in advance, shaved your whole
for
body,
what?
Fucking put your perfume, your lingerie, and whatever.
No.
Just to perform for him and then not even come, bitch. What the fuck are you doing?
Don't feel bad though. We've all fucking been there,
but we're not doing it. We're not doing it anymore. Okay,
done.
We're sick and tired of that. So start off with this. If you are at a place where you're like, when I have sex, it's hard for me to come, or I'm not sure
go
to the drawing board.
The drawing board is you.
You.
You, your hand, start right there. Okay.
You and your hand,
start right there. Start right fucking there. And whenever you get the urge, don't suppress the urge. So for example, like this morning I woke up and I was like, I could do it. I could go for that.
Love that.
Mornings are my vibe though.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't know why, but
morning
they are.
Sex is the best.
Morning is the vibe for me. Mm-hmm. So I'm like loving it. Do it. Feel it. Oh, that's amazing. Let's start my day. Treat yourself. Like, treat your fucking self. I'm like reminiscing. This morning it was really good for me. So
good.
Yeah, bitch. The drawing board is you. So what do you envision when you maybe like envision fucking? Mm-hmm. What do you envision your partner saying mm-hmm. or them doing? What parts of your body are they touching? Like, what are they doing to you and what are you doing to them also?
Oh, right.
And create kind of like a fantasy in your mind. I always like to use my imagination. That's just me though. Mm-hmm. Use my imagination. Sometimes I'll use Twitter for some help because mm-hmm. there's some nasty shit on Twitter that's low key hits the fucking spot. But start with yourself. You need to get creative. So that way you're like, ooh, I could see myself saying that.
Right. And when you're,
I feel comfortable making these noises.
Exactly. And don't hold back. Obviously make sure you're, you know, somewhere private. You set the tone, you set the mood so you feel comfortable. I know a lot of people find masturbating a little bit overwhelming at the beginning, even not at the beginning. You still kind of feel a little bit guilty or uncomfortable or awkward or whatever. Try and figure out what it is that's holding you back and just really try and let go. In order for you to be good at sex for yourself, I'm not talking about good at sex with your partner, for yourself, you have to get to the point where you release all of that that makes you feel uncomfortable. So
exactly.
Figure out what that is. It's a lot of back work too.
There's a lot of emphasis, or not emphasis, but women are just made to feel like they shouldn't be doing it. Like, for guys, it's encouraged, bro, just jack off. Yeah. Oh my God.
Bro, jack off seven times.
Do you know what I mean? Whereas girls, we're not like that.
No.
It's not encouraged. We don't hear about it.
It's not
talk about, like, and if one girl talks about it, it's like, oh my God,
yeah, she's
we're
like
judging
gross.
Her, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's like, you're going home and you want to do that. So like,
So do it. But the nice thing, and Simona, like what you were saying about fantasizing and things like that, what that does actually is it sets you up to not only figure out what you like, but also how you can implement what you like into other sexual experiences.
Exactly, yeah.
I know that it's easier said than done. We're trying to impress a guy or a girl or whatever it might be. And we're sitting there and we're being like, okay, like, what do they like or whatever? Every person is different. And it's always good to factor in what you like and what your go-to things are.
Right.
So that when you come into any sexual experience, if you don't like the awkwardness, you get nervous, you know what your go-to is. Yeah,
exactly. And I also think that like the masturbating is like, that's your confidence key. Like that is your main point of confidence.
Yes.
When you're comfortable masturbating with yourself and you're like, oh, I've done that, or I've done this, or I know what to do, or I know how to like maybe direct him if he's like getting a little off track. Mm-hmm. Like I know how to bring him back,
or if you're not enjoying it, like
you can direct and you also have that assertiveness.
Right.
Baby, no, do this.
Yeah.
Like, cause you know,
can guide him cause you know your body. You know your body and you know what you like. You know, I talk about how I'm experimental more so, but like the only way I got there was because I tested that shit out, right? Either with a really trusting partner that I've had for years or with myself, right?
Yeah.
Thinking what I like, doing it on myself and being like, that's the vibe for me or that's not the vibe for me.
Also, like it's important to note that like as you masturbate and like as the years pass or months or whatever, like your style is going to change. So mm-hmm. like even, I think it was over a year ago, we did our YouTube video. It was like, was it cowgirl?
Yeah.
It was cowgirl. I was anti-cowgirl. I was like, that's not happening unless you're my fucking man. Like mm-hmm. there's no fucking way. Unless I have some liquid courage, I'm not getting on top. Mm-hmm. I was just a missionary queen at that point, to be honest with you. And I still love missionary.
Nothing's that's wrong my, with that.
Missionary is the fucking, if you are in love with your partner, that position is hitting. But anyways, I was also like, no on the back shots. So I'm like, ew, like it's not romantic. And then I started masturbating in that position. I'm like, this is actually the vibe.
Yeah. Like Simona,
so the vibe changes. I'm like, Eden, did you know that I would like back shots? And she's like, what? She's like, from who? I'm
yeah.
Like, whoever.
Yeah. Like it was so funny. What was it, like last week or some shit?
It was like literally last week.
Yeah. Last week or 2 weeks ago.
I tell her? I'm like, yeah. Of course.
And you're like randomly, you're just like, you know what? I think I could be like into doggy. And like before, Simona was just like, it wasn't, she was anti it necessarily. She just like, it's definitely not my go-to. And it's not just something.
Like, here's the thing. For me, I'm like visual stimuli. Obviously incorporate a mirror on that shit. I've always said that if I'm going to do doggy, it has to be mirrors when you're fucking, do it.
Yeah.
Yes, please. 100%. That's a vibe.
Yeah. Unless you have a fucking weirdo guy. I did a side note. I can share this story. Note. It's just like a funny story. I was fucking this guy casually, whatever. And he was like, so hot. Oh my God. His dick. Amazing. Everything was amazing.
Everything was 10 out of 10.
Yeah. We would have amazing sex, whatever. And then one day he decided to like push me up against the mirror. I was like, oh fuck. I love this. Like, fuck
yeah.
Me. Fuck
so
me.
Hot.
So hot. Doggy style. Right. So my face is up against the mirror basically. And he's looking at what my facial expressions or right. So I thought.
Or he should be.
He should
Tip
be.
Tip for the boys. You should be.
You should be
at
looking at her and fucking drooling, my friend. Okay. This guy was looking at himself and fucking himself the whole time.
That's so weird.
Like the whole
That's
time.
So weird.
And let me tell you, that was the last time I fucked him. Anyways, side note. But anyways, we're talking about Simona came
that
to me.
Connection. You need the connection, right? Because I need visual stimuli. Like I'm fucking you. Yo, I love your face. Like I'm in love with your face. Mm-hmm. I want to see it.
Yeah. I want to see
while you're inside me.
Yes. The expression. That's everything.
That is everything, bro. Oh,
but also, right. So like, then you said, you know, you masturbated and you started doing kind of like dog and you're like, you know, I can fucking get into this. Like, why are you touching yourself?
Well, because like, listen, as girls, like usually you roll over, you're on your back, right? Like that's easy, baby. Mm-hmm. That's easy, baby. Are you on your stomach? Okay, cool. But I was bored that morning. I was like, yo, like the sun's rising and
the sun's out. My buns are about to be out, baby.
Yo, I'm feeling good.
Good.
I'm like, I could switch things up today. Fuck it.
It's and you did
me.
It?
It's
and?
Just me. I'm going to try. And I was like, yo, that should be hitting.
See? Okay, great. So the
real. Okay, great. That's my point.
No, my whole point here is, even if you're into that romantic kind of vibe, missionary, you don't have to start with doggy, guys. Actually, most people don't start with doggy because it doesn't give you that connection of some sort. It doesn't have to be fucking romantic. It can be just sexual. You want to see them. You want to be a little bit more intimate. You want to ease into things. Doggy can be like a secondary, tertiary fucking position.
I want to give you a little bit of credit. Whenever I talk to you, I always feel so much more comfortable. Like it always like is a boost of like reassurance. It feels good to be validated a little bit by your girlfriends in some way, shape or form.
Absolutely.
And it's not that like you rely on that, but you need that.
It's nice.
You
to
need
have.
That. Like female friendships are so important. And if your best friend can do anything for you, it's to make you feel like, hey, I got you. Like, don't worry. And like, this is my go-to when that happens to me or like when this happens to me.
For me, sex has always been a very expressive like way of connecting with somebody.
If you grew up in a more conservative household, like I did, it's a no-go zone. It's a no-fly zone. And I was like, fuck, like I'm always a person that's like, I have questions. I'm researching, I'm looking, I'm hearing, I'm listening, and I want to contribute and I want to know. And it's just like to not have anybody that you could like share those stories with or like just relate on some level is really isolating, right? And then you feel like, oh, well, my sexuality is something I have to suppress actually.
And
because
that,
it's not accepted.
And that unfortunately sets you up, you know, for not failure, but for discomfort in whether that be masturbating, whether that be connecting sexually with a partner. Everyone should be nasty. Human beings, that's how we're wired.
Yeah.
And there's no shame in it. But we have been shamed for so long. That
as women though.
Yeah.
Like as women. Men fuck
any hole they see. When they're 6 years old, they're shoving their dick in like a fucking cup. You know what
Literally,
I mean? Or in a fucking
humping
orange.
Humping the pillows. Humping the girls in class. I was humped when I was eight. I was humped.
I used to.
Yeah, by the kid in my class.
Should we fucking sue him?
I'm not kidding. I was at my desk.
Bro.
Yo, this is so inappropriate. Where did I grow up though?
No.
I'm at my desk. I was like not sitting at it. I was coloring just like bent over.
Let me color.
This kid came and started humping me from the back. Yo, low-key, I'm traumatized. That's why I was fucked up for a little bit.
I mean, I would be too. That's fucked. But I actually heard, so I have a friend who is a kindergarten teacher.
Oh no.
And she,
they be doing
she it. She tells me, she's like, cause they're just like, they don't know. It's not sexual
they don't
to them,
know.
Right? But they're,
no.
they're like, if they touch something with their like fucking private parts, it feels good. Or like,
oh,
it feels
boys, think about it. Something
not
that's
only flat, boys,
it's just hanging.
Girls. She walked into like her little, whatever, kindergarten classroom. And they have this plastic little small, low to the ground tables and chairs. And she sees this girl grinding up against the corner of the chair. Her vagina on it, and she's smiling.
It feels good.
And says, oh, it feels good. Like, literally like that.
Yo, it
and the
feels
way she rotated was
don't
like,
don't give your kids the stuffed animals.
So
it's
I was
bad.
Like, yeah. So I was just like, oh, okay, this is interesting. You know what I mean? And this is something that, like, how you go about even those parts of your life, right?
Yeah.
Like, your parents are like, oh, don't do that. You know?
Exactly. So important, though. So important.
So again, if you
just
feel,
tell your kids to do it in private. That's what I think. That's what I think personally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, baby, we don't do that in public.
Yeah.
Just like you wouldn't start fingering yourself in public, but go in private. In your room.
Exactly. Exactly.
Important to encourage it, but in private.
You know, there's so many factors that play into you feeling uncomfortable with masturbating and you feeling uncomfortable with sex or like doing the things that you want to do. Have you ever had sex? I'm sure you all can say yes. Have you ever had sex and you're like, oh my God, like I really want to fucking say this or do this. I'm like, oh, how are you gonna take it?
And you're like,
oh,
we're not there yet.
Or
you know what?
Whatever.
I have a little theory, and this is a personal theory for myself. I was never like super nasty with like my fantasies and like whatever, whatever. I started reading 50 Shades of Grey. That shit did it to me. If you have a good book, you have a good book. There's so many fucking sex scenes in that
book. Yeah, there's
porn books. Bro, I literally was stopping every 15 minutes to fucking touch myself. Like, oh my God. So that opened my mind. And then like in the last like couple of years, you just get nastier. So just stick with it. Like just stick with it if you can and remind yourself there's nothing wrong. This is natural. This is normal. I'm okay to do this.
Exactly.
Work and get to that point where you're comfortable because then the nasty gets in.
Yeah. So I used to say this to like the guys that I would be fucking like, or like, sorry, my boyfriends, right? Like I would say you unlock levels as you go with me.
100%.
And I believe that that rings true personally as well. So like when you experience just like basic clitoral, you know, stimulation by exactly. yourself on your back at home, whatever, you try that for a few months, you get comfortable. And eventually you're like, okay, like what else can I do? Right? Like we're curious.
Okay. I have a tip.
Okay. Love it.
Oh my God. This is great.
Throw it in there, babe.
So it was the fourth year and I was doing my co-op and it was so boring. I started like surfing the web, but I've got on like dark Twitter, like nasty Twitter.
At work?
At work.
I love this for you.
At work. And I'm like there and I'm like, oh yeah. Like I could go to the bathroom right now.
Yeah.
I could go to the bathroom right now and just get myself off. I did.
Yes, honey.
And here's why it's thrilling and why I think you should do it because other women are in the bathroom, mm-hmm. right? They're mm-hmm. using the bathroom. Mm-hmm. They're coming in and out. Mm-hmm. You walk in, you're like, oh yes. Like nobody's in here.
Yes.
Start touching yourself. And then a girl walks in.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh fuck. Like, what do I do?
Yeah.
And it's like that thrill.
Yeah.
It's just like masturbate in places. It's just you. It's just you.
Yeah.
Masturbate in places you wouldn't normally masturbate. That's like, obviously like your discretion. I'm in the fucking stall. I'm not like fucking.
Okay. There you go. Yeah. Obviously. Like we're gonna keep it private, but like public, publicly private.
Publicly private.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Also, that's how I started fucking in public.
Explore with yourself though. Like make it thrilling and exciting for you. Like, do you know what I mean? If you're doing it on your back, just be like, I just want to see. Mm-hmm. I just want to see. Cause like even that morning, I'm like, I just want to see.
I just want to try.
I just want to try.
Yeah.
I accidentally
rolled over, you know.
I can always roll back on my back there and you go. Finish.
Done.
I rolled and I'm like, oh, arch a little. Oh.
Wow.
We found the spot.
There you go.
We found the spot and I'm like, yes, I can see why this is a vibe.
Exactly. And I think like also be as nasty as you feel comfortable with when you're masturbating. My biggest sex tip, okay, when it comes to sex, masturbating is one thing, right? But when it comes to sex, be as ruthlessly nasty as you feel comfortable being.
Like so nasty.
And I'll tell you something, a lot of girls feel really uncomfortable about it, right?
Because okay, well, there's levels, right? Like, obviously understand your boundaries, right? Like,
especially if it's a new person.
Exactly.
Yes.
Especially if, like, you don't like being called a certain thing. Like, so let's say bitch is not your vibe in bed. Let's say it's not. Just vocalize that beforehand. Hey, I'm ready to get as nasty. Just don't call me this.
Yeah.
Just period, done.
Yeah. Of course.
Do you know what I mean?
But for women to feel confident in bed, like, I feel like a lot of girls are like, how am I good at bed? Like, how can I be good at bed?
Masturbating. Personally.
Yes. Masturbate. And also, don't be afraid to be nasty because, trust me,
he wants it.
I'm going to talk specifically about guys. Guys are so gross. We know this. Like, and they'll admit it. They are so gross. So all I'm saying, ladies, is when you embrace yourself masturbating, when you embrace your sexuality, when you embrace what feels good for you, trust me, you don't got to worry about a man.
Yeah.
You don't got to worry about a man while you're fucking him. You don't got to worry about you coming. You don't got to worry about fucking even finding a man to fuck you because you're fucking solid. I think that's the key. As I've gotten older and I've experienced more, either with a partner or by myself, right? Like, and I've been open to trying things and whatever, again, levels, I unlock levels. I didn't fucking go to anal if I didn't fucking, you know, masturbate properly, just clitoral starting and moving up, whatever, asshole play, shit like that. It got to that level because I was like, I'm going to be ruthlessly like doing what I want to do. Because guys.
Yeah.
Guys
emphasis on there. You. And yeah. I think that also emphasis on if the guy is very focused on himself and you can tell. So I think that like, it's important to also observe the guy, observe what he's saying, how he's saying, like even when in the beginning stages, when mm-hmm. you're sexting him, mm-hmm. when you're hooking up, what is he doing? And be aware of if his focus is on you or if his focus is on him. Mm-hmm. Cause you can tell, mm-hmm. you can tell as soon as you're making out with a guy, mm-hmm. what his vibe is. Even if you're sexting a guy, be like, this guy literally wants me to come so badly. Mm-hmm. Like, I know he's going to do everything to make me fucking come.
Like, that's his mission.
That's his mission. Yeah. And that's so hot. And that's also very important. So, mm-hmm. like, make sure you're not fucking guys that, like, think that it's just about them. Because there is a new wave of guys mm-hmm. that cares, that wants to pleasure you, that actually, like, get off on them being able to make you come. Mm-hmm. They get off on that. And that's their goal.
Like ladies, that's your goal. Only fuck a man like that. Like,
oh my God.
What the fuck, like, are you wasting your time with those other bitches?
Honestly, ew. Yeah. Ew, it's disgusting.
Disgusting.
Like, he is like, okay, so like you're riding his face, for example, and you came already. And he's like, no, I'm not. Like, I'm not stopping. Like, I'm not done.
Yeah.
That's pause. Like, that's a man.
And
bro. Then,
and like, again, in return, you're like, I want to worship this guy's dick.
Yo, I literally want to give him the best head of his fucking life.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
because those guys understand, they get it. They know, right, like, it's, exactly. It's just, they get it.
Exactly.
And you need to be fucking with a man that gets it.
100%. That's why it's different. It's good to build that connection with somebody that you trust. Right. So that allows you to unlock those levels. Cause we can tell you to be like, okay, just go in there, masturbate a whole time, like figure out your body. But still, when you're faced with a new person, it is so different. The rhythm is different.
The rhythm is different.
You know, like, for example, like,
you're also different.
Yeah. You're also different with time. But you know, for example, like this person, this guy, Johnny has been fucking Stacy for a minute. He's done with fucking Stacy. He's moving on to this girl named Madison, right. Whatever.
Always a Maddie.
It's always a Maddie or Stacy or a fucking Chantel. Anyways, so he's now on to Maddie. You're Maddie. Okay.
I'm Maddie.
Let's say you're Maddie.
Okay. Done. Period.
Even kissing. You guys know what I'm talking about. The rhythm.
The rhythm.
The way the lips go is different.
It's different.
So that is why, even if the first few times, just like give everyone a little boost of like confidence and just like letting you know that you're totally valid and feeling this way. Like, even the first few times of like making out, kissing, fucking, whatever, is going to be a little bit uncomfortable because you both are trying to fucking get on each other's levels and figure that shit out. But in order for you to come in equipped, right, you should know at least your top three positions. You should have obviously known like how to make yourself come so that it's successful to you, even if it's just a one night stand.
Right.
It's always important to understand that. Like, yes, while I believe the responsibility is on women to make yourself come, at the same time, you have to also understand that like another person is another person with other experiences who's going to come
as
with,
long
like,
as there's an a whole new on rhythm. That part, right?
Yes.
Like, yeah. So for example, we've said before, like, even if he comes quickly, he's like, don't worry about it. Like, we're going, like, there's a second round. Like, mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Like, we're doing this again. Like, yeah. I'm going to make you come. Like, don't worry.
Yeah.
Instead of someone that's just like, it's disgusting.
What makes you feel gross? And you never fuck him again.
Right.
I hope you ladies never fuck him again.
Don't fuck him again.
Yeah. Ever.
Why would you do that to yourself for a shitty fuck?
That's what boggles my mind. Cause I don't think it has anything to do with the fuck. I think you want validation from a specific
guy. It's all ego. It has nothing to do with the sex. It has nothing to do with him. It's the fact that
he told you he's an up and coming artist. Okay. That's what the fuck it is. You know, like, oh, I'm like a rapper. Like, shut the fuck up. You're just fucking him because you want to be in the fucking know. Like, don't do that to yourself, girl. You deserve better. A guy that can make you come with or without your goddamn hand. And there are guys like that who pay attention to your goddamn body.
I know he can fuck if he fingers me and I'm coming.
Yeah.
That's a test. I'm like, finger me.
Yeah.
Like, we're making out, finger me.
Yeah.
Do it.
And that's also how you can tell if he's a fuckboy, though. Like, who or he's fucked around. But whatever. That's good. Get your experience.
Dude.
An ex-fuckboy.
An ex-fuckboy.
Dude.
It's true.
Finger game, like, that's a dying art. We've said this before.
Facts.
Dying art.
Yo, I love that.
Foreplay, fingering, all that shit. And ladies, side note.
That's all important. And that's all how you know if he can fuck.
Yeah. The biggest tip, touch yourself when you're getting fucked. Know your positions. Masturbate.
Know your positions.
Actually,
top three positions.
Let's give them homework. Okay. I want you to write down the top three positions that you personally have tried and enjoyed so that when you are having sex, you know that those are your go-to if you ever feel uncomfortable or if you're not feeling good about it or whatever, right? Okay, I know that missionary is my go-to and that's what we're going to be doing. Second piece of homework, I want you to figure out how to make yourself come as quickly as possible when you masturbate. Just try. I want you guys to figure out the technique, the rhythm, and the method to your fucking madness. And every time you have sex that you're like, oh God, like this isn't great. I don't feel the chemistry, but you're already in it to win it and he's gonna come. I want you to come before him. Cause like when I've had one night stands too, I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm not interested in you. Probably not gonna get a second fuck. I feel like you're gonna come soon or you're telling me that you're gonna come soon. I'm like, fuck, I know how to make this work. I've got it down to a fucking science.
Yeah.
So I think that's also really important for yourself. Obviously, if you are not into him, you should not be fucking him. Even if it's halfway through, you get up and you fucking leave.
Yeah.
What I like about what you said is like, the whole concept of you're really setting the tone and scene in your mind. Versus, I know some girls watch porn and I don't love it.
Your boat. If that's your vibe, do you boo?
Do you boo? But personally, also, train the muscle of being able to come up with things on the spot too, because that will actually translate improvise. In person.
Here's the thing: is like you need to know how to improvise with sex, right? Mm-hmm. So like, if you're imagining something and you're feeling like fuck, like I'm hitting a fucking roadblock. Mm-hmm. I'm hitting a roadblock. Instead of like switching to something that's like visual, mm-hmm. right? Porn, that's gonna switch it up, keep it like spicy. You have to sit there and think, bitch, I'm halfway through my fucking masturbating session and I'm hitting a wall. What is new? What is gonna get me back into the rhythm here? Because I'm falling short. That happens all the time when you fucking mm-hmm. masturbate. Mm-hmm. You're like, what the fuck? I gotta switch it up. I gotta either try a new position. Mm-hmm. I gotta think about something nastier that I want him to say to me. Mm-hmm. Something nastier that I want him to do to me. Mm-hmm. Something different. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? So it also is like you're training your brain.
That's
bro.
What I'm saying. I think it's so important. Instead of porn is not actually, people call it like visual aid. All it does is actually disservice you in the future.
Yeah. If you're a girl watching porn, you're gonna be insecure as shit. When yes. you're in bed and everything also, that you're subconsciously learning is performative.
Yes.
Because it's all about him. It's not about you.
No.
It has nothing to do with you. She's clean cut, shaven. Everything looks beautiful. Bro, I'm in the vibe where I'm like, yo, if I didn't laser this month and I've got a little bit of fuzz, bro, I actually think it's fucking hot as fuck now.
Yeah.
So I don't give a fuck that I didn't laser.
Yeah.
Are you good with it? Because I think it's hot now.
Right.
And that's my vibe, my personal vibe, me. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck about you.
Exactly.
It's me.
Exactly.
So that's why you need to like kind of differentiate like where you are and also like where you stand.
Exactly.
And develop your own opinions. If you want to watch porn and that's your vibe, then do you. And if you don't feel bad about it either.
Great.
I don't fucking watch porn. No. Fuck that shit. I'm not into it. It's not my vibe.
Exactly. Exactly. Same here. I think porn, like I've definitely watched porn, whatever.
Yeah. Like you've seen it. Me too. But I'm over it.
I'll be honest with you guys. Like when I was watching porn, when I was younger and I was like curious as to what it was, what that did is actually, like you said,
it fucked your mind. It skewed
fucked,
your mind.
It fucked my mind even in a short period of time. So for those that watch porn continue. Continuously. There is research behind this, actually. Doctors have done it, whatever. Your sex drive is different. You actually feel a little bit more insecure in the bedroom, regardless of what you have to fucking say. So if you don't like doing a lot of thinking while you're masturbating, which is something that I don't like doing, get yourself really horny to the point where you're like, I'm dying. And I know that I'm like at that level.
Also, like if I do watch porn, it's like girl on girl.
Girl on girl is hot.
Girl on girl is so fucking hot.
But you know why girl on girl is hot?
Because the girl knows what she's doing.
Exactly. Because it's
period. And those girls be fire.
And a lot of those girls know clitoral stimulation and understand the woman's body and understand all of that
exactly,
shit.
Exactly.
Whereas guys, when you're watching a guy and girl fuck on like whatever,
it's
porn
so
website,
performative. Even now, I think it was
she's
like
screaming and crying as if she's literally coming up.
She's doing every single thing right to get him off and she's not coming.
And hold on. I don't know if you guys knew this, but it's takes. So what you see one scene, you think it's one scene. It's not one scene.
It's not one scene.
They take breaks in between, they clean up, they do that shit, whatever. The guy can't come. Porn stars are so, like, not all of them. I'm not going to blanket term it, but I've listened to interviews and read.
Exactly.
Whatever. There's like a whole camera crew there. This guy is making fucking eye contact with a cameraman. He's very much trying to get off, but he can't get off because he's been doing
like,
this forever.
Have you heard about those? There's a few girls recently that I heard on their interviews. Like they were talking about like filming anal.
Yeah.
And the prep that fucking takes for a scene. Do you know the preparation that goes into that?
Like the thing with anal is like,
I'm saying this is just like an example like,
but like
there's so much back work that goes into that scene that you don't know. That's the point here.
Because in actuality, I'm sorry, you don't need to starve yourself for like fucking 3 weeks to do anal. And if you get a little fucking shit on his stick, maybe that's fucking natural.
Here's
that's
the
how
thing.
It goes.
Here's the thing. If you're doing anal, be prepared for that. If you're not okay with that, don't fucking do it.
Yeah,
period. That's my personal.
Yeah. But it's also fucking normal and natural. People don't talk about that.
Sex is nasty though.
Sex
as
nasty.
You said. Sex is nasty.
So like if you're going to shove your dick in your fucking poop shoot. Yeah, obviously expect some shit, honey. The fuck? Unless I'm starving myself and fucking putting like a million one enemas and blasting my ass with fucking a water jet, bitch. Shut the fuck up. If it happens, it fucking happens. And you better deal with like a fucking man. Anyways, for my ladies that are like, whatever, like into anal or anal queens out there, like, trust me, if he's an experienced man, if he actually loves sex, if he actually knows what the fuck he's doing, that's not a problem. That's not a problem.
That's why I tell you ladies to be nasty. Do whatever you have the urge to do, okay? Because don't worry about his judgment. If he's actually a true fucking man and has fucked in
his
life,
here's the thing. I don't think in the moment he's not judging you.
Trust me.
In the moment he is not judging you.
You could literally tell him, give me $50,000 from your fucking bank account. He'll fucking e-transfer you right then and there when you're about to make him come. Like, he doesn't know what he's doing.
Literally life hack right there.
I've done that, okay?
Like, literally life hack.
I swear to you.
I'm going to need $700,000.
Yeah. If you want me to continue, like, you know, when he's on the cusp of coming, like, you're totally good.
We just taught you how to rob your man. I'm kidding.
Rob that man.
For legal purposes, this was a joke.
Rob that man.
Don't even worry about it. Be disgusting. Be nasty.
Don't even worry about it.
Do your fucking thing. Masturbate. I want you to go in next time you have a sexual experience or next time you get into the bedroom with your goddamn self. I want you to be as dirty as you can. Okay? Just own it. Just enjoy it. Go to the
link. Be with yourself.
Yeah. Be with yourself.
Be with yourself.
Fucking go ham.
Listen, if you are 110% confident in yourself. Listen to this. Okay. If you can't, listen to this. You can wake up sun rising, get yourself off, go in the mirror and say, good fucking morning, Simona. Bitch. Confidence level 110, bitch.
Okay.
You're good. You're so good. Look at yourself after you just made yourself come, after you touch yourself.
Yeah.
No shame, no guilt. Good morning.
No shame, no guilt, babe.
Good fucking morning.
I didn't need no man to do that, though.
Period.
Like, does that make you happy? Okay.
Period. Go eat your chia pudding and listen to Steve Harvey.
Facts.
Gratitude journal.
Someone has twins out there. I mean, I can feel it. I can see it. Okay. Before we let you guys go.
Before we let you go.
Simona's going to throw in her a masturbation tip or position that she thinks everyone should try. And I'm going to do the same.
Oh, doggy.
Okay,
doggy. If you're a girl like me, that's a missionary queen.
Is there a specific, I want you to get as detailed as possible.
If you're a missionary queen, okay. So you start on your back and you're like, yeah, this is cool. Like visualize your man or a man or whoever, whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what? Stop yourself. Stop yourself halfway through. Flip over. Arch that back as fucking high as you can. Get that ass in the air, queen. And start touching yourself. Start fucking touching yourself in doggy. Game changer for me.
Yeah.
Now I'm confident. I can go in there and be like, flip me over.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas before I'd be like, oh my God, what the fuck's going on?
And
what the fuck?
Yeah. Let him flip you over. And then you're touching yourself exactly like you would masturbating.
100%. While he's fucking you.
There you go.
While he's fucking you. Yeah. While his balls
insane,
are hitting you.
Insane.
Insane on the membrane. Best feeling.
Yeah.
That's my tip.
I love that. My tip is like a little bit differently. I've told you this before. I did this once when I was fucking high out of my mind. It was an insane experience. And at first I thought I was like, oh my God, this is so uncomfortable and weird, but I fucking loved it.
In the mirror.
Go masturbate in the mirror. Fuck yourself like that guy fucked himself while he was fucking me. That's rude.
Right.
But like, you're fucking yourself anyways. You're masturbating. Go look in the mirror because that was such a weird experience at the beginning. But I was so turned on by my own goddamn body that it allowed me to feel more confident in bed. Like, I swear to God, like, literally the next day I called up my man at the time. I was just like, bro.
I have a fucking show for you?
Show. I was so good about my body. Imperfections and all. I wasn't performing for a man, so I wasn't, like, clean shaven and I wasn't whatever. And, like, she wasn't looking perfect like I normally would feel like I need to get prepped. I was so fucking turned on by my own goddamn body. And all you need is your own validation.
But that's what you need, though.
Exactly.
So these, like, little tips and tricks. Like, even when I tell you, go in the mirror as soon as you wake up. Hey, bitch, how are you? You're the baddest bitch in the fucking world. And he's a fucking loser. And fuck any guy that doesn't fucking want you. Talk to yourself. Talk to yourself and start there. Mm-hmm. Right? And then work yourself up. I think that the masturbation in the mirror is important because a lot of us are like, oh, what do I look like? Like, what do I look like in that position? Or like, what do I look like when what is he seeing? What do my facial expressions look like? Yeah. Bitch, if you're masturbating in the mirror, you fucking know all those things.
Yeah. And also when you're masturbating in the mirror, you're not so fixated on like, how you appear, how you're performing, because you're not, you don't need to perform for yourself.
No.
So what that taught me was just like,
how it feels.
Even if I'm not performing, I'm still hot. Do you know what I'm saying? Like when you're really into it, and that's the key with good sex. Any guy, if you want fucking guy's validation here, not that you should ever
focus on yourself.
But if you ever hear a guy talking about it, the best sex and the nastiest sex is when a girl is so fucking good with
herself.
She's
focused on herself.
Yes.
She's focused on herself. She wants to come.
Yeah, exactly. She's excited.
That's the hottest fucking turn on. Period.
Period.
Period. Period.
Okay, everybody, your mission tonight, right now, or during this podcast, that's really hot if you guys are masturbating to
us. It's going to be so much fun.
Go masturbate.
Yeah.
Go masturbate.
Go masturbate. Go do that. Know
write
that
your
you're
list.
That bitch. Get a glass of rosé. Light a candle. Light some incense. Set the mood. Dim
put
the light.
Put some weekend
get,
on.
Yeah.
Some
put something sexy that you want on.
Fuck yeah.
Take some fucking nudes. Take some fucking nudes. Look at yourself. That's you. Those are your tits. That's your
get excited.
Pussy.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Turn yourself on. Listen.
That's how I'm living life.
Masturbate,
right now.
Like Simone says, and make your own money and you won't need anybody. Nothing will piss you off. You'll be
period.
So good.
Masturbate, make your own money. Period. So while the sun is rising.
Done.
Oh my God. Good. Now we're going to go to a Raptors game. We're going to continue drinking. It's going to be a fun night.
We'll keep you guys posted.
Oh my God. We'll fill you in next week.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Okay, guys,
thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and rate this podcast 5 beautiful stars. And you should check out our YouTube channel because we are on there. Don't forget to subscribe. We also have an Instagram at @yourblocked_. And a website if you want to keep in touch or if you are a sponsor, yourblocked.ca. Thanks so much for being here.
That was so commercial. That was 10 out of 10, bro.
All right, guys, we love you. Take care. Bye.
Bye.